Good morning, boys and girls. How many of you know how to swim? Okay, a couple of you do. If you do not know how to swim, I hope you will learn. Okay? Why is it important to know how to swim? Well, we have a river that flows right through Roseburg, don't we? And I know it can be fun to go and play by the river and get in the water, especially on a hot day like today, and cool off. But what could happen if you go in the water? You could end up drowning if you don't know how to swim, right? So that's why it's important to know how to swim. And when people know how to swim, sometimes some people like to dive under the water. Have you ever tried going underneath the water? Some of you have. Well, I have a daughter back in Hawaii who's married, and her husband's father likes to dive. Except in Hawaii, there's the ocean, and he dives in the ocean. And usually when he dives in the ocean, he dives to go fishing. Now, when you think of fishing, you usually think you use a pole, right? Well, when he goes fishing, he dives under the water, and he uses a spear to catch his fish. But when he dives, he goes really, really deep. And there's something called free diving. And sometimes when people go under the water, they wear equipment to help them breathe. They have tanks with air in it, and they breathe under the water. But when he dives under the water, he has no tanks, no equipment. He just takes a deep breath and goes under the water. And he actually is so good at doing that that they have what they call free diving contests to see who can go down under the water the deepest. And for a while, he was the champion here in the United States for going the deepest. And the deepest he ever went was 130 feet. Now, if you can imagine how tall this room is, look up the ceiling. How high do you think that is? Who knows how tall that is? 45 feet? Okay, that's what I thought, about 50 feet. Well, more than double that. That's how deep under the water he can go. On one breath. And he stays under there and swims around looking for fish. Pretty amazing, huh? Is he a good swimmer? A very good swimmer. And he can hold his breath for a long, long time. And you would think somebody like that would never, ever drown, right? And usually you would think, yeah, that's true. People like that would never drown. Well, sadly, a few years ago, there was another champion free diver who was just as good as this person I'm telling you about, who went diving, but later they found him dead under just a few feet of water. He wasn't even deep, just barely underwater, taller than he was, but he had drowned. And that was because after a while, if you keep diving, something happens to your body and all the oxygen just goes to the muscles instead of to the brain, and he fell asleep under the water and he drowned. So somebody that you would think would never ever drown, he drowned. And it was really sad because it wasn't even a dangerous situation. And the lesson, boys and girls, is that we always need to be careful. Don't ever think, I'll never get hurt, or nothing bad will ever happen to me. We should always be careful. And you know what the best way to be careful is? Is to always ask Jesus, please help me do the smart thing. And to ask Jesus to send his angels to always protect you. And he will. Jesus will always send his angels to keep you safe. And if you ask him to help you, Jesus will help you. Always do the smart thing so you won't put yourself in danger. Why don't we pray right now and ask Jesus to help you to remember to always do this. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for each one of these boys and girls. And I pray that you will help them to always remember, no matter what they're doing, to ask you for your help, that they'll remember to ask you to help them to make wise decisions and smart choices, and to remember to ask that you will always send your holy angels to keep them safe. Watch over them and protect them. Please keep them close to you, dear Jesus, and help them to always love you, so that when you come back, all of these boys and girls and their families will be ready to go home to heaven. Bless them and keep them, I pray in your name. Amen. Can you help pick up those baskets and take them to the back? Thank you very much.